Tzachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Tzachim Bavli, Daf Pei Vav, revealing Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Vav and Medadas at the Mishnah. Shtei Chaburis Shahu Ha'olichleif Pavayis Echad, Eilu Hoifchin Pneim Ve'elech Ve'elechin Ve'elechin Pneim Ve'elech Ve'elechin Ve'elech Ve'emsa. Two groups who were eating in one house from the same Korban Pesach each should turn their faces towards the other and eat the Korban Pesach, and they may be separated by a hot water urn, which is positioned between them to provide easy access for both groups. Only if they face each other may they both eat, as they are considered to be one group. However, if they don't face each other, they are considered as two groups eating in two houses. When the servant who serves both groups stands to pour wine, he should close his mouth and turn away his face until he reaches his group and then eat. A bride may turn away her face and eat, as she is still considered to be part of the group, who is only turning away from embarrassment. The Gemara says, "Ksiv loisoytzi min abayis min abos achutza, ein li ela chutz labayis, chutz lechabura minayin, Talmud Lomer loisoytzi chutza." The Gemara brings a baisa. The pasuk says in Shmoyis Perek Yudbeis pasuk Nun Vov, "Do not take out from the house any of the meat to the outside." This would only prohibit taking out the house. How do we know that it's also prohibited to take it out of the group? The pasuk says, "Do not take out to the outside." I'm Rav Yudan, Mikan shem hoytzi chutz lechabura shehu mischayev. Rav Yehuda says, this explanation shows if he took it out of the group, he will become liable. Amar Mana, Amar Kraya Leifetzi Chutza, and Amin Im Chutz Lachabura Shu Mischayev Lekolshkein Chutz Labayis. The Mana said that the Pasuk said, do not take out to the outside, and we say that if he is liable for taking it outside the group, certainly he would be liable for taking it outside of the house. Rav Imi Boy Hoitzi Mechabura Lachabura Kishnei Zesim Chayev Shtayim Mishum Leifetzi Min Abayis and Mishum Leifetzi Chutza. Rav Imi asked against Rav Mana, what is Rav Mana's question? Surely the two phrases of the pasuk are used to the following, that if he took out two kazesim from group to group, he will be liable twice, for do not take out from the house, and for do not take out to the outside. Nimar la-Pesach hoitzi echad kazayis chayev. If a group was designated on a korban Pesach, and one of them took out the kazayis, then he's liable. Shnaim shloisha peturim v'nei shebnei chaburasam ru'i le-moshech etzlam ela shehein oivrim ba'afei. If two or three took out, they are exempt, since these people are fitting to be their own group, rather they have transgressed a positive commandment. And according to Shimon, they have not even transgressed a positive commandment, as the Brisa teaches, should say, Alabatim asher yoichlu oisoi bahem alamish ha-pesach ne'echal b'shnei mekoymeis. The pasuk we mentioned before says that they will take the blood and put it on the door frame, on the house in which they will eat. This teaches that the Pesach may be eaten in two places. Yochol af echlov yo'ichlim oisoi b'shnei mekoymeis, tamar loima v'bayis echad yo'achel. Ha'ketzad, Pesach ne'echal b'shnei mekoymeis, v'ein oichlov oichlim oisoi b'shnei mekoymeis. I might think that a person may also eat it in two places. The Pasuk says, in one house it shall be eaten. How is this? The Pesach itself may be eaten in two places, but those designated upon it may only eat it in one place. Rav Shimon says, they may even eat it in two places. How does Rav Shimon use the word, in one house it shall be eaten, that they should not begin eating the Pesach with part of the group eating inside and part eating outside? And according to the Korban Eidah, we remove the sentence Yochel Shahitzi Kazayis Chutz Chabur B'Pnei Shemli Chaburosei Ruon Imashech Etzo Nifta Meloi Sa'asei. Rebchiyah Bar Abba Boy Lameli Kreb Shimon Afili Kurabon B'Pnei Shemli Chaburosei Ruon Imashech Etzlan Niftu Meloi Sa'asei Afili Ba'asei Lo Yiu. Rebchiyah Bar Abba asked, why is it only Rabbi Shimon who says that they have not transgressed the positive commandment? Even Rabbonim would agree, since the members of their group could withdraw from the Korban, not only have they not transgressed a negative commandment, they have also not transgressed a positive commandment. Shama she'achal kazayis v'hu besad ha'tanur im haya pikeach memale es kreisoi memenu. The Baisa continues that a servant who inadvertently ate a kazayis while standing next to the oven roasting the korban upon which he was designated, if he's wise, will fill his stomach from the meat, as if he goes away he may no longer eat from it. Imad v'lechleik v'ikovid ba'im v'ichlim imay besad ha'tanur v'im lav neisnim leichelkei v'icha v'mekoymei. Those that wish to show him honour will come and join him. If not, they give him his portion, and he eats it there. Taman Amar Rav Shimon hi, v'lo shemiyim d'amar Rabbi La. In Bavel they said that the end of the Braitha follows Rabbi Shimon, that the Pesach can be eaten in two places, but they didn't hear the statement of Rabbi La. Rabbi Issi, Rabbi Lezer, Hashem, Rabbi Hoysha, Hakamoidim, Betchila, Shehen Cholkin, Besoif, Shehen, Besoif, Shehen, 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 Cholkin, Maapligin, Vishay Yoshvin, Vaichim, Upaka, Aleim, Akaira. Rabbi Issi and Rabbi Lezer, quoting Rabbi Hoysha, said they all agree that before they begin to eat from the korban, they may split into a number of groups. They also agree that after they've begun eating, they may not split it up. They disagree about when they were eating and they needed to change to another house because the ceiling collapsed. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Oikrin Hein, Cholkam Ba'ichlim Makam Acher. Rabbi Shimon says that each person may take his portion and eat it in a new location. Rabban Amrin, Einan, Oikrim, Es Cholkam Ba'ichlim Makam Acher. Rabban says they may not do so. Rabbi Chiyah Ba'aba, Am Rabbi Yosef Chanina, Boy, Me'ata, Moitzi Nechayev, Adshah, Shiechel. Rabbi Chiyah Ba'aba, Rabbi Yosef Ben Chanina asked, even if the Rabban agree that the main prohibition is for eating, one should never be liable for taking it out until he eats it. Also, b'shmo ve'avo b'shem Rav Yochanan ha'moitzi einechayev ad shah she'yechol. And the answer is, which is Shmuel quoting from Avo, quoting Rav Yochanan, that actually that is true. Amr b'zeira v'tanai taman yochid shahitzi kezayes chutz ha'chabur ha'chayev v'leipos l'atzmai mivnei chaburase. Rav b'zeira asked from Abaisa, an individual who took out a kezayes from his group, he's liable, but he has not disqualified himself from the group. Hada'ama afila le'achal, in tema achal, lama le'pasan adfim b'nei chaburase. And the conclusion of the question is that this shows that he can be liable even without eating. And if he said that he ate it elsewhere, why has he not disqualified himself from the group? Amma v'yoseh kemen shahi siyub, psalei afila achal, dava psal achal. V'yoseh answered that really he did eat it, but since he took the flesh from the house, took out the flesh from the house, it had already become disqualified, and is not considered as if he ate from the Pesach in two places. Yeda amada yesh shoiva achashoiva e moitzi achamoitzi ayada amma kevin shoitzio paslai. And then Gemara says, well, what's the source to say that if he took it out, that it became disqualified? The Braita teaches, if one broke a bone, and then again broke a bone of the Korban Pesach, he's liable twice. But if he took it out and then took it out again, he's only liable once. This shows that, that once he took it out, it's disqualified. Perhaps it shows that one who takes it out is only liable when he eats it, since if he took it out and then took it out again, he was not liable the first time as he didn't eat it. Shita, damilsa, hischilu, elu, benitmu, elu, zochu, tohoimim, bechalkam, shaltumeim. It's obvious to us that if they began to eat and then some of the group became tummy, who had not yet begun to eat, the Tohoim acquire their part of the korban. And even if part of the group began to eat and became tummy, and others who were tar had not yet begun to eat, those Tohoim acquired the part of the korban that had belonged to the tameim. But if everyone began to eat and some became tummy, the Tohoim do not acquire the part of the tameim. Yochid mafshit yadoi b'chol habayis, vein chabur mafshetes yadoi b'chol habayis. An individual may move around the entire house whilst eating, but a group may not move around together. Ba'atanina and shtei chaburis. The Gemara asked, but the Mishnah spoke of two groups that were eating in one house. And this shows they may be in two different places. Ba'yomar le'shtayim ha'achasloi. The answer is they may eat in two places in the house, but a group may not move around the house. Ba'atanina and hamecha memsa. The Gemara asked, but the Mishnah said that when the servant who serves both groups stands to pour wine, he should close his mouth and turn away his face until he reaches his group and then eat. Since he's an individual, why can he not eat wherever he is? Makam shashamash mechirech alav sham hu chaburase. The answer is, since he must turn away his face from the other group, it is as if he is with his group, therefore he cannot eat until he returns to be with them. V'atanina nakala ha'ifeches panea v'icheles. The Gemara asked, but the Mishnah said that a bride turns away her face and eats. And we don't say that since she did so, she's considered to be part of the other group and may not therefore eat until she joins that group. Amar Bechiya Ba'aba Mipnei Habusha. Bechiya Ba'aba answered, she turns away her face in embarrassment, not because she's trying to remove herself from this group. Hadnala Per Ketzad Soilin.